Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that have come tonight. We thank you that we are able to be here tonight, that we have freedom to worship you and to come to church. We thank you that we still have freedom to celebrate the season of your birth. And Lord, we thank you for those that have gone to such work to put this together for us this evening and to bring honor and glory to you. We pray that you would bless it and anoint it and help those that are involved to remember what they're supposed to do and to remember their lines, calm their nerves, just fill them with your peace and your anointing. And Lord, we pray also that you would anoint us as we sit here to listen. Lord, that we would have ears to hear tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare his room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and hell and nature sing. He rules the world.
I'd just like to share a couple of thoughts with you tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn to John 3:16. In fact, I would like us to say this verse together tonight. Could we do that? Okay, let's try it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the message tonight that we heard in this play. We thank you, Lord, for the demonstration of love and sacrifice from this family. And also we thank you for the love and sacrifice of Jesus Christ for us. We pray that that truth would hit home to us tonight and this Christmas season. Lord, that it would be a truth that we would carry in our hearts from now on. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the play tonight, we saw how genuine love is sacrificial. It is willing to sacrifice. It's totally unselfish. And I'd like to point out some truths tonight very briefly about love as it's experienced from a biblical viewpoint and how it was demonstrated by the young people tonight in putting on this play. And just remind you tonight that the play was based on a true story, something that really happened, it really took place. There was a family that gave so sacrificially. Just four things about love, genuine love. First of all, genuine love is demonstrated in giving. Genuine love is demonstrated in giving. Each time Peter told Jesus that he loved him, Jesus told him to give. He said, feed my lambs. And then he said, feed my sheep. And then the third time he said, feed my sheep. Our motivation for giving is that we do it unto the Lord. Jesus said, for as much as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. King David said that he would not offer to the Lord anything that did not cost him something. He would not give to the Lord that which cost him nothing. Everything that he gave would be a sacrifice, something that was his that he gave out of his heart of love and devotion to the Lord. Genuine love is demonstrated by giving. Amy Carmichael said, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Think about that. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving, because genuine love is demonstrated by giving. The second point I'd like to make tonight is that genuine love is giving without any expectation of personal reward or personal gain. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves everyone in the world so much. In fact, God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son as full payment for your sin, in order that you might believe on him and receive him, so that he can give you power to become the sons of God and to give you eternal life. Love is not complete without giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. And love will manifest itself in generous giving. And as far as the Christian is concerned, it will manifest itself in our doing of good works. And if these are done with pure motives, then God will be glorified. Oswald Chambers said, the knowledge that God has loved me to the uttermost will send me forth into the world to love in the same way. Genuine love is giving without any expectation of personal reward. And the third point I'd like to make about giving tonight, and genuine love rather, is that the sweetest love is that which is neither sought nor deserved. The sweetest love is that which is neither sought nor deserved. I want you to know tonight that salvation is God's idea. It's God's plan. It was himself that took the initiative. God loved us so that he gave. And Romans 5:8 tells us, but God commendeth his love toward us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. He came to search us out. He came to seek us out. And we were undeserving of that love. We were undeserving of the great gift that he gave us. While we were still in our sin, while we were enemies with God, Christ died for us. Jesus died for you. Yeah, I talk about salvation. The whole play tonight was about salvation. This poor family who really was rich in faith, and anybody who has Christ is really not poor. They were concerned about some poor family getting saved. They were concerned about the lost getting saved. The sweetest love is that which is neither sought nor deserved. And the final point tonight, the greatest love is the sacrifice of one life for another. That is the greatest love, the sacrifice of one life for another. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends." He gave us the ultimate example of the kind of love that we should have one for another, that we would lay down our lives for others if necessary. I was reading the other day about the male emperor penguin. He demonstrates genuine love by standing almost motionless for 2 months in below zero temperatures to provide the warmth that is necessary to incubate a single egg. And during the nesting time, that penguin will go up to 120 days without eating. Love suffers long. We saw that demonstrated also in the play tonight. Love suffers long. I want to close with a quote by A.W. Tozer. He said, "One of the world's worst tragedies is that we allow our hearts to shrink until there is room in them for little beside ourselves." I hope that's not you. I hope that your heart has not shrunk to the point where there is little room for anything else other than you. If it has, I would invite you this Christmas season to open up your heart and to practice genuine love in the spirit of giving, because genuine love is demonstrated by giving. Again, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this evening? Sometimes we sing a chorus here that God didn't wait for us to cry out to him, but he took the initiative and he came from heaven to earth to show us the way. If you're here tonight and you've not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior, please don't let his death, as far as you are concerned, be in vain. Won't you this night say, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart, be my Savior." He has demonstrated genuine love to you. If you reject him, you are rejecting the love that was demonstrated by giving the greatest of all gifts. You are rejecting a selfless love. When Jesus died, there was no guarantee that anybody would come to salvation. I think he knew that, but there was no guarantee of that, because man has free will. He has free choice. You're rejecting the sweetest love that there is. Somebody sought you. Even though you didn't deserve their love, he died for you. You would be rejecting the greatest love that there is, because it is the sacrifice of his life for yours. Would you receive that love tonight? Would you receive that gift? If you're here, you've not ever prayed a sinner's prayer. You've not said, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me." I wonder if I could see your hand tonight. Would you be willing to do that? Would you raise your hand? Just up and then down. Anybody tonight? I want to receive the greatest of all gifts. Amen. I see that hand there. Anybody else? Amen. Maybe it would just be good for all of us tonight to pray together. Why don't we pray, and I'd like you to repeat after me if you would. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and you died for my sins. Thank you for showing me genuine love. I now confess my sins and I receive you as my personal Savior. I accept your sacrifice of your life for mine. In Jesus' name, amen. I know it's not really traditional, but maybe we could stand and sing that chorus, Forever Grateful. Did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your frail humanity. Grateful for that this evening. Don Stauffer, would you please dismiss us in prayer? Ask the blessing upon the fellowship time downstairs.
Dearly Father, we come.